Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Orchestral works from three countries will be on our program this week. We'll start with the English composer Doreen Carwithen, then hear from American Jennifer Higdon, and conclude with Canadian composer Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramatte. Doreen Carwithen studied piano, violin, and cello as a child. She could have been a one-girl trio, and entered the Royal Academy of Music in England in 1941. After winning all composition prizes at the Academy, she became a sub-professor of composition there from 1946 to 1948. From 1946 to 1961, she also lectured in music at Froedtown College, London. She came to notice with her first orchestral work, which Adrian Bolt conducted in 1947 and later broadcast. This piece we'll listen to, an orchestral overture called Bishop Rock, was composed in 1952 and added to her promising reputation. Carwithen was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films. Here are Doreen Carwithen's notes for Bishop Rock. The Bishop Rock Lighthouse stands at the furthermost point in England. Its lonely tower is the last sight the seafarer has of land, and, to the traveler from the New World, is a symbol of welcome after the bleak waters of the Atlantic. The overture is an impression of the thoughts stimulated by the lighthouse and depicts Bishop Rock in storm and calm. It begins with a strong repeated motive on the horns, which suggests the intermittent flashing of the light over a stormy sea. After a brief exposition, this is followed by a long phrase on the violins, accompanied by horns which rise and sink like the surge of the Atlantic swell. The music grows to a climax and gradually subsides to a gentle transformation of the theme. It suggests the sea gently lapping against the rocks. A rhythmic figure on the cellos and basses disturbs the calm, and the music develops to a strong recapitulation of the lighthouse theme. Let's hear it now with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Richard Hickox.